What? Come on! Everybody come on and just throw your hands in the air, everybody! Throw your hands in the air, everybody! Just throw your hands in the air! Hogwarts in the house! Let me hear you say Ravenclaw! Ravenclaw! Say Hufflepuff! Hufflepuff! Say Slytherin! Slytherin! We'll scream! It was December 24th at Hogwarts School in the dark. When I see Hagrid chilling with his fang in the park, I approach with a present, a chocolate frog. Look at his leash, oh my god, a three-headed dog. Ben Carolee with Dumbledore in his hat, and Miss McGonagall disguised as a cat. Nearly headless, Nick and Morty Myrtle had a blast, telling stories about all the ghosts of Christmas past. I had to grip and down with because I got a finished Christmas shopping with my friend Harry Potter. The last gift he needed was Hermione. He creeped the Diagon in a flying car with ease, so I chipped and catched with Harry. The gift was hers, an invisibility cloak and magic purse. But when we got back, we died, cause we hit the tree. We proceeded to build the living bogeys for me. Ron is so going to be in trouble with Sarah when he gets back to his house. Whose house? Ron's house! It's Christmas time for Griffin's teens. Ron's eating candy cane flavored beans. Hermione pulls ornaments of green.
And Harry shows his movies on big screens.
Dudley, aunt, and uncle get best regards. Heaven dropped out 3,000 Christmas cards. Voldemort is writing Santa at this hour, asking for Mortar's one ring of power. The books that we read are the books of Rowling, except for Mr. Snape, who just sits there scowling.
Yeah, scowling.
A brand new Nimbus 2004 broomstick for Quidditch. Draco's gift is a rubber gold, and a book from Tom Riddle that'll rule his soul. There's a matching sign
just for Dobby.
When a guest walks in from across the sea, well, my name is Luke Speed, a major artist for hire, and I'm a roast of chestnuts on a goblet of fire. From the muggles of the world, it's a message you hear. We wish you a family Christmas and Tranky New Year.
All right, so it's 10 dozen minutes of Merry Christmasing with Jick and Skullhead. I'm glad that I didn't get for Christmas what James Brown got for Christmas.
What did he get for Christmas?
Dead.
Really?
Yeah, James Brown died this morning.
James Brown is dead.
So is, was it Barbera, James Barbera?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that on Adult Swim the other day, but it was like a week ago or so.
I'm
like almost 100 years old, as I recall, from looking at
the
thing.
Yeah, he was really old.
Crazy.
Yeah, I liked the joke that the funeral procession just kept passing the same landmarks every couple of seconds.
Oh!
You know, Yogi Bear, whenever they're walking.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. I thought you meant James Brown's funeral procession. That was why I had that kind of blank stare.
That wouldn't have made much sense. Xenophobe's also on the mic with us.
Yeah, we decided to do a Christmas time extravaganza with everyone we got here.
Well, we have Xenophobe's brother we could put on, and we have a desk gnome here. My wife is hiding under my desk.
Not in the way that you think, yeah. Mr. Skullhead has a side desk.
She's just giving me head. That's,
yeah.
It's not what you think.
So I spent yesterday, most of yesterday evening and most of today, getting my ass thoroughly and repeatedly owned by my mom at Wii Bowling.
Excellent.
Seriously, the first time she played it, and it's probably the first video game she's played since Dr. Mario, the first time she played it, she bowled like a 170 and just kept getting better from there. It kept being like, oh, I got 150. Oh, I got 210. Like, just, I don't know, man. Now I'm completely sore from playing the Wii for 2 days.
I think there's something about gender and Wii bowling. It just seems like when we had P4UL and Jess playing it, their form looked horrible. Like, they weren't doing the movements anywhere near the time with the thing on the screen, but just Jess was getting a strike every time, and then a few times that she didn't, she got 9 and then hit a spare.
Yeah. My mom never, like, adjusted for the spin or anything. She's always threw straight down the center. And just
see, I can't throw straight at all.
The more I try to not curve, the more it curves, and I just don't understand. Yeah. I tried playing through the mini games, and I actually got pretty good at them, but then it didn't. Like, there's the one where you have to sort of roll the ball around barricades and stuff to hit a single pin.
Huh.
And I got pretty good at that. I advanced pretty far through it, but that just didn't translate into being able to actually accomplish anything against my mom.
You'll have to come play the Rayman Raving Rabbids game that we have.
I thought about picking that up before my mom got there, just so I'd have another thing that she might be interested in. But
it's really entertaining, but you have to play through the solo mode and unlock everything before you can play the any other group games. So.
I kind of like that, though. I mean, a sense of accomplishment. You know, hey, I finished buying this thing I already paid for. I haven't picked that up. How many controllers do you have?
I have two.
You have two? Yeah. You got two. And are they back in stores yet? Can you go buy accessories for the Wii at this point?
That I don't know, but I definitely am not going to buy any more until I can do that.
Well, the only thing I'm concerned about is I want to get a set of component cables for it, because I'm back to having the problem that I used to have where it takes five different remote controls and three different buttons that I have to walk across the room to push to switch between the Wii and my cable. And having it at component output would not only increase the resolution, but also the convenience.
Well, it occurred to me when we went down to my wife's parents' house, we wanted to bring the Wii down there with us so that we could all play it, and it seems like it's not portable in a way that every other console before it has been.
Why is that?
Well, because you got the sensor bar.
It's got three things plugged into it, yeah.
And the sensor bar, which I stuck to the top of the TV, which I guess it doesn't need to be stuck on there. But
yeah, mine already like came undone and got stuck at an angle, which confused me for a minute, and then I was like, oh, shit. And it's like, when I picked it up, the sticky part stuck to the TV and fell out of the sensor bar. So I think that that's...
No big deal.
I mean, you know, things that are permanent... You know, semi-permanent fixtures like that, you know, shouldn't really rely on adhesive, I don't think.
I think if it was screw this down to the top of your TV, it wouldn't be very popular.
Yeah, that's true. Nail it.
I wonder if there's a third-party sensor bar that you could just get an extra one and, like, stick it at her parents' house, and then all we have to do is move the console. I think they just expect that anybody you're friends with is going to have one, so they made the controller is portable, and you can take your little Miis with you and everything, but...
Really? You can take the Miis with you?
Yeah, you can transfer the... Each remote holds 10.
Really?
And then you just stick them on there.
Wow, I had no idea. It's,
Yeah, we've been emailing the Miis back and forth with people in Minneapolis.
Huh. My wife created one that was uncannily like me.
I need to get your Wii number so we can be Wii friends.
Oh, does that mean that like you'll does that mean that you'll show up in the bowling alley as a minor character while I'm bowling?
Yeah, and then
that's awesome.
Like you'll wander through our Mii parade.
That's cool.
Yeah, I see Riff in the bowling alley all the time.
Huh.
Yeah, I've noticed the wife watching me bowl. Even when she's not actually there watching me bowl.
It sucks that you don't get to have legs, though, unless you're the main character.
Yeah. Okay. What else? I ate Mexican food last night and Jack in the Box today because that was the only goddamn thing that was open.
I ate Mexican food in Mexico. Chevy's.
It was pretty good, except for the quesadilla, or not the quesadilla, but the tortilla machine was old and squeaky and made this horrible grinding noise.
I've never actually been there when it was running.
Yeah, it was running, but it wasn't making anything.
It's kind of cool.
It's cool looking, and it would be really cool if it didn't make that horrible grinding noise when it was on.
Maybe they should fill it with olive oil, which would both flavor the tortillas and make the machine make less noise. Chevy's is good.
Or WD-40, which would do the same thing.
That's true. I frequently use WD-40 in lieu of PAM.
Yeah, the tangies. And Anderson. Polymer. I don't know what the hell's in WD-40.
Yeah.
I imagine most of it's not that tasty.
It smells really good, though.
Gamma Ray says, "All right, so tonight, as I was fighting the naughty sorceress, my antique spear broke. You said the odds were low, but exactly how low are they?"
I don't know.
Crazy low.
It's in the low single-digit percent per attack, I think. Which, I mean, I guess in a fight that lasts 50 rounds, your chances approach, you know, reasonable. Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I know it's half what it was when we first put it in, but I don't remember what we first put it in at.
Wait, so can you dual wield an antique spear with the actual weapon you should have when you're fighting the Naughty Sorceress?
Yeah, because the spear is one-handed. We made the spear one-handed. Yeah, because the picture is showing it, holding it in one hand and with a shield, so we decided that that was okay. Magnanimous says, why don't you remove the 100 meat limit on the mall? Because it encourages people to do these kind of ridiculous sales that just generated a lot of extra lag on the mall. And the reason that the limits are where they are right now is so that people will be more likely to just auto-sell their crap instead of throwing it in the mall, you know, where nobody's going to buy it. And that's why that happened. It was a big fiasco when it happened. I mean, not so much a fiasco. There was a big uproar. There was a to-do. There was what you might call a fracas.
A brouhaha?
Yeah, perhaps. When we eliminated the 10 meat sale and everybody was like, "Oh, this game just sucks now."
And 10 meat sales were the best thing about this game.
That's why the game sucks now, if you're wondering, Magnanimous.
No, the game sucks now because the Crimbo content was so underwhelming. Have you been following that thread in the forums?
In what?
In the forums, the Crimbo content discussion thread.
What are they saying?
I got my dander up a little bit, because I've been... Every third or fourth post in there is a question like, why isn't there another familiar? Why isn't there another outfit? Why wasn't there more content? Why did it get rolled out the way it rolled out?
Do you believe that there are shore bonds?
Yeah, why didn't something more exciting happen today? So finally, today somebody posted with... like, I was really expecting something special for today, and, you know, this whole event has been, okay, it's been great, 10 out of 10, but, you know, I was disappointed. I thought the whole thing could have been a little more special.
No, so anything can be more special than it is.
So I posted, you know, my usual, God damn it, to hell with you and your stuff, and you know, went back and forth with it a little bit. But got accused of being an emo kid, and it's like, what? We put a lot of work into this, and all I'm going to take away from it is this was the Christmas that wasn't good enough.
That isn't all you're going to take away from it. Come on, read that Merry Christmas thread. Even if it says Merry Christmas, Jake.
Yeah. Well, I figured it didn't apply to me. Like,
okay.
Merry Christmas, Jake, and screw you, Mr. Skullhead,
no,
for your substandard Christmas.
They all say Jake and Scully. They all say Jake and Scully.
No, I'm over it.
It was a little tense last night. I was working on the stuff that I had to do during rollover for the rollout of the actual tropical pressies. The internet stopped working at my house, so I had to drive over to the office and finish everything up. And then it turns out there was a lot more to do than I thought there was.
Yeah, it wasn't until I started putting together that little checklist that like, holy shit. I really should have thought about this 3 days
well,
ago.
Well, I mean, it wasn't, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we all kind of just haven't done anything, really, for the last while, and we should have been paying more attention and gotten more of the stuff that... I personally should have done more of the stuff that I did yesterday and the day before in the week leading up to that.
Oh, we got it.
No, we did.
95% of the community is content with
it. I think it's greater than 95%. I think it's... you mean you look at the forums, you're only getting the most vocal 30% anyway, and, Fred Levi says, Jick, when you said Happy Feet and AI needed to end earlier, you weren't talking about Mumble stuck in the zoo and David stuck at the bottom of the ocean? That's terrible. I never saw Happy Feet.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Yeah, okay. David stuck at the bottom of the ocean is where almost everybody I went to see AI with thought that the movie should have ended. And I alone, in addition to loving you and tempting you, I alone think that the ending of that was perfectly appropriate.
Fear is not the end of this?
No, it's not.
Because it would have been pretty scary for him to be stuck.
Right.
EDQW says, what's up with the Grim Grimmicide site? Is anything going to happen with it? Can you make a Grim Fandango reference out of it someday? Thanks. I don't know how we would make a Grim Fandango reference out of that. It's near south of the border where there's a Calavera, Mariachi Calavera. So
we can make a Grim discotheque out of it, where you can Fandango and merengue and do the cha-cha.
Adrian Slamfist says, Dragon Quest IX is going to be on the DS with real-time battles and Wi-Fi multiplayer. Interested? Wait, is Dragon Quest the same as Dragon Warrior?
No, I don't remember.
It's a series of games that I have never followed. So, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. And Naked Drew says, it would be really nice to have an adventure again, Link, after defeating a topiary golem. As it stands now, there's only a Link to take you back to the courtyard. It's needlessly tedious. I mean, I was under the impression that that was actually done.
So it's needlessly tedious, but is it tedlessly neediest? That is the question.
I'm not sure.
Hard to say. Or neediestly tedious.
Neediestly tedious.
Max Van says, have you ever considered making a no-frames version of KOL? And then says, by the way, I typed that question and this one on my Wii. KOL works well with the browser. Yeah, we were surprised to find that out.
Everything works just fine.
Zeno's brother popped it in there. Yeah, chat works just fine, which is astonishing. Because I don't even feel like the chat works all that well on Opera on the PC.
Yeah.
Of course, chatting... would be kind of tricky.
Yep.
until they come out with a keyboard, which I'm sure they will.
I'm sure that it won't be long enough.
That is one thing the PS3 has as an advantage, that you can use just a keyboard that you buy at Office Max.
A USB
keyboard.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Nintendo, like Apple, wants to bring out their own keyboard that's going to be cute. It's going to match all this stuff, and it's going to gobble up more AA's. We actually killed, finally, the first set of batteries in one of the controllers.
Really? I've yet to...
That was after Jess and Paul, before you all, had played Zelda 3 days in a row, 6 hours a day, though. So that makes me feel pretty good about how long those batteries last. Those were the ones that came with it, too. So.
Yeah, I'm still using the batteries that came with mine, and it's been... I got probably 8 hours into Zelda, and I don't know, 10 or 12 hours of playing other stuff combined, I would say.
So when did the internet channel launch for the Wii?
A couple days ago?
Yeah, well, it was really recent. Yeah,
it was really not long ago at all.
Do you have to buy it?
No, it's weird. I was reading about this. Apparently, the trial version is available now.
Yeah.
It launches officially in, like, May, but anybody who got the trial version can just continue to use it to browse the internet and doesn't have to pay anything.
See.
But after it officially launches and is no longer a trial, it's no longer free, which is... I mean, I guess that's kind of nice that they're sort of, you know, rewarding early adopters.
Yeah. I'll have to get that. Not that I, you know, need something else to browse the internet on in my home. But
yeah. It's kind of a pain in the ass. YouTube works.
Huh.
Which was...
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Did you see the Penny Arcade about the Weather Channel?
Yeah.
The Wii?
Yeah. I messed with that for a few minutes. Dude, I hope you're saved. That's, I wonder if Biohazard Dude is related to Biohazard Man.
He's not, actually.
He's his, it's his cousin who doesn't know anything about riding horses.
He's a cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was, Biohazard Dude is, somebody who got disabled for being too close to Biohazard Man, and then Biohazard Man messaged me and said, no, I know this guy, he's totally fine, he's not posing as me, so. That's all right.
Saran says, the familiar images in combat are cool and all, but could you make an option to hide them? That would be much appreciated. There's a Grease Monkey script if you want to hide them. Somebody wrote that, like, within minutes of it rolling out. Hogula says, do you expect the current custom avatar backlog to be complete before or after the end of the world, as estimated by the end of the Mayan calendar? I expect the current custom avatar backlog to actually be complete before the end of the week. So,
nice.
There we go. Parafert says, a question for Mr. Skullhead. How much does it piss you off when people use quotation marks for emphasis?
I wouldn't say it pisses me off for emphasis, but for sarcasm or to mean not really, that does kind of bug me a little bit. I get over it. I'm not emo. Shut up.
Hogula says, is there any way the favorite food / favorite drink things could be determined by how much fullness has been spent on those food / drinks rather than how many of those have been consumed? Right now, 15 Lucky Surprise Eggs are tied with 15 Sleazy High Mains, even though the former requires 1 day of eating nothing but LSEs, and the latter requires 5 days of eating nothing but Sleazy High Mains. Yeah, but that's just what it means. Sorry.
If you want one to display rather than the other, just
eat one more. Enemy Lasagna says, will there be a Tuesday update on the 2nd of January, or will we wait another week? I don't know.
We have some more of the those P pieces of equipment.
Yeah, that's true.
Throw in there.
We do. Yeah, I don't know. There may or may not. I would imagine. I think that I'm just not doing anything for New Year's, so I'm probably actually going to spend the next week just working. Mm. Glebe says, Firefox 2.0 is great for me. I was able to put Urban Dictionary and the KOL Wiki in the drop-down search engine menu. Oh, that's nice.
Huh. Yeah.
I wonder if you can... Oh, you're on Firefox 2?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The one thing I like about 2.0 is it has the spell check in it, which I hate on Microsoft Word, but, like, if I'm writing an item description and I misspell something, it'll let me know.
Really?
So there will be no more misspellings of, what was it, venomous and wield, which were the two words I used like 8 times and didn't know how to spell.
How does venomous, V-E-N-O-M-O-U-S?
Yeah, I think I had spelled it.
V-E-N-E-M-O-U-S. Yes, that's how I,
but why
that's how
I that?
When I think of it letter by letter, that's how it pops out of my head, too.
Okay. No, that's, wow, that's kind of weird, because that's not at all how I think of it.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. The root word is venom.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know that intellectually, but I was just like, when I was like, oh, like typing it in my head, it came out wrong.
That being said, I don't use that word very much.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not a word that I use in conversation a lot, but it was one that I had to fix 3 or 4 times once somebody noticed it.
Max Vance says, I think the game needs more suppositories. Does it have any suppositories right now?
Good news!
It's a repository of suppositories. There's that place, the suppository repository.
Oh, right.
Nobody's found it yet, though.
And the suppository depository, which is a really, really foul place to work.
Lots of stench damage there.
I suppose you could use the Alice in Wonderland argument that, you know, since we don't have any, you can only have more.
Right. Also, he says, if you have 3 accordion thief songs in your head, how is it possible to get songs from Disintegrating Sheet Music stuck in your head? Christmas songs occupy a different sort of section of your consciousness than regular songs.
Yeah, they're much closer to the reptile brain.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Rule 5 says, which I always think is Rick Fuel, and I don't know why. I don't know why. I just can't.
Do you only read the first letter of every word? Is it, did you take a speed reading?
Well, no. I think I get to the R-U-L-E-F-I and then think, oh, Rick Fuel.
That's because you've done too much anagramming in your time.
That's probably true. Why does my sword beside inappropriate prepositions think that like is a preposition? Because like is a preposition. You know, that's probably the one that is most frequently being used as a verb and, you know, fucks up.
Right.
I wonder. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I was gonna say I wonder if it wouldn't make sense to not actually replace that with anything, but to have it in the list of things that other prepositions can be replaced with, but I think that's probably not worth it.
So it really should be, like what does Marcellus Wallace look? Yeah, I was trying to think of how that could be used as a preposition, and
yeah.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, I mean... Minor Annoyance says, last show you mentioned the first Dragon Warrior game. When I first got it, I took several years to finish it. When I got it for Game Boy Color, I finished it in a day. Obviously, some of the difficulty related to my age, that version did add a bank so you don't lose all your gold when you die. Then with better equipment, you need less levels. Yeah, okay.
Fewer levels.
That's what? Damn right. A naked Jew in that interview asked me to describe something in 3 sentences or less. The 3rd sentence was, and it's 3 sentences or fewer. Which, it's because I'm an asshole.
That's one of those, it's catchy things that I am firmly in favor of.
Yeah, well, you know.
Of which I am firmly in favor of.
Yvang says, I am one of certainly millions messaging you from a Wii being all OMG, KOL on Wii. Yep.
Sure, you've played KOL, but have you played it on Wii?
I would not play it on a Wii. I would not, could not on a Wii. I would not, could not in a tree. Hagula says, you should be able to combine a tiny plastic something and a fire to make a tiny plastic molten abomination, which may or may not be a familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really popular as a way for people to get rid of the ones that you can only get once.
Now that regular size mostly useless rocks exist, can we get a rock when trick-or-treating sometimes? Charlie Brown.
That's when we implement the piece of string outfit. You can get a rock by trick-or-treating. Somebody already asked him what Crimbo's going to be like next year. Disappointing. One way or the other.
Oh, boy. Anute says, currently there's only an inbox, outbox, and saved messages category. Can we have others, perhaps even user-created boxes, to sort our mail? Now, man, KOL is not a webmail app, you know? Like, you're lucky to have an outbox and a saved messages category. I almost feel like it's time to just stop backing up the saved messages, because it's getting to the point where, you know,
four or five minutes
of every rollover is dedicated to backing up people's saved messages because and their outboxes, because they check that box to save their outgoing mail, and then just, all right, you know, the thousands of messages they send over the lifetime of their character are being needlessly saved.
I would be in favor of allowing people to, writing a utility that allowed people to export their mail.
Yeah.
And just saying that it's going to get deleted after X amount. If you want to save it, then save it to your hard drive.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I have an application, actually, to export K-mail. It's, you highlight it and click the Control-C and
But to actually get, you know, to get it out as a text file or whatever, I mean.
If we just allowed people to download it, I think it'd be nice. I mean, like, in World of Warcraft, you can't save a message for more than 30 days.
Yeah.
Unless you make it an item.
It would be nice to have it be somewhat searchable, though.
The K-mail?
Yeah, there have been times when I've been looking for a specific message, and you just kind of have to click each page and then try and find the relevant text.
Well, there shouldn't be that many, pages of stuff. You can put 100 messages on. I always put 100 messages on a page anyway, so
that's not a bad idea. Wow, I just cut my inbox from 5 pages to 1.
Yep. Awesome. Good. Watts Apple person says, the hobo's random message doesn't show the hobo's picture, bug, or creature. Oh. Huh.
Wow. That's a total eat, shoots, and leaves moment. Like it shows neither the hobo's picture, his bug, or his creature.
Yeah, no, I was trying to parse it, too. A bug. Max Man says, I think the airship should drop some sort of pants. Oh, I'm going to drop my pants.
You think everything should drop pants.
Istanbul says, I've heard the theory posed that Crimbo past elf scale just below you, Crimbo present elf scale to you, and Crimbo future elf scale just above you. True or false? I feel like that's the kind of thing that Wiki would know about.
Yeah. And no, it's not completely true.
Really?
Yeah, well, he's close. He's close, but it's not completely accurate.
Okay.
Oh, Yellow Dog points out that the Munchies pill is a suppository.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was Riff's Futurama joke.
Oh, okay.
If you're wondering how you're going to swallow this.
Good news!
Shaggy Shag says, hey, how about implementing a giant alligator ultra rare monster at the sewer? The sewer's not really something that could have an ultra rare in it.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see how many chewing gums on strings we could sell if people were farming the sewer for an ultra rare encounter.
Hogula says, I know it's a little late seeing as the next radio show will be at 9 p.m. on Crimbo in my time zone, but there should be a do not open until now gift box for Crimbo. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of dropped the ball on that.
We should put a do not open until Crimbo box in tomorrow.
Yeah, no. Well, I think what we'll do is this idea that we had, which I kind of like for the recurring Crimbo-esque, is, you know, a box that you cannot open until after, or that you can, I don't know, how are we going to do that? You can only open it on the last day of the KOL year? Or
I was thinking that we could just make
you can't open it during the last month.
Yeah.
So it can only be open on P-tember 9th or whatever, 7th, 8th. How many days are there in a KOL month?
8th.
Okay. Ferdinand says, the black/white skull castle. What? There are no gray areas in KOL about Grayskull Castle. Okay. Also, a couple of He-Man versus Michael Jackson in that new zone. Ferdinand, none of these things are sentences.
And none of them are thoughts that make any sense either.
Colonel Sunders says, can you give curse items their own section on the miscellaneous page of your inventory? No. First of all, I don't want to refer to them as curse items in anything official because people are going to just think that they're bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made that, whenever they used to be called curse items, people got really angry.
Yeah. Glebe says, wearing the clockwork apparatus should add tick or talk to what you say in chat. Eh, I think that would bug people.
Yeah. Oh, poor Uncle Crumbo. Somebody mentioned that Uncle Crumbo, the in-game account, should have the plate of Franks and beans and the flask of peppermint schnapps as his favorite stuff. If I had known how to get into that account, I would have done a little bit with him. But you know, he should be wearing maybe the tropical outfit. And
yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
What should he be wearing, you said?
The tropical Crumbo outfit.
Yeah.
All right.
Just give him a custom avatar of that, I would say. Oh, let's see. The Stalker says, hey guys, just wanted to thank you guys because I'm going to a party tonight and I needed to give a gift and I've decided to give the gift of 1,000 blank white cards. All right.
That's the gift that keeps on giving.
So is gonorrhea.
Hmm. I always thought gonorrhea was a flower.
No, you're thinking of a marigold.
Chlamydia.
Oh, let's see. Furtawoon says, how about brick sinking to rebuild Hanks? You can have it destroyed again so that you can add the name of the location and then rebuilt and then smashed by penguins. I'll add to the name of the location.
Something odd to be done with Hanks.
Yeah. Huh. The bricks thing, I kind of had this idea where you'd put in a brick and it would have your name on it. Mm-hmm. And, like, whenever you went to Hanks, it would say, like, you notice a brick in the wall marked generous donation of whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, but then I didn't want to create a table that just contained every single brick that people donated to that and their names. So, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it is time.
Maybe if you donate for a brick every time you go there, you say, hey, you saw your name on the wall.
Yeah. It's like, hey, there's that brick you put.
All in all.
And you know what was in the poodle's mouth? Poodle runs after it.
Okay, the plate of Franks and beans and the flask of peppermint schnapps are now Uncle Crumbo's favorite food and drink.
Yeah, thanks for that suggestion, both of y'all.
Indeed.
Tiny Plastic Grimmy and Stick Guy and somebody else. Divernon.
Divernon also says, oh my god, I just found the corpse of one of my previous NetHack incarnations and got all my old shit back. Has that ever happened to you guys?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. It's usually all cursed, though.
Oh, yeah. Anything you find in a bones pile, it's like 75% chance for each thing to be cursed.
So, would it be considered cheating if you found a bones pile of a time when you were cheating?
I don't know. Probably.
So you're kind of inheriting.
I only play on like public servers, so it's not an issue for me.
Yeah, I need to figure out what I did to get the settings working right on PuTTY to where it was actually playable, because I would totally play NetHack on those servers.
You play on NetHack.alt.org.
No, I know, but it never looked right. I could never get it to use the actual ASCII graphics that I was used to, or have the keyboard work right. So talk to you. I'll talk to you about it after the show. We'll figure it out.
No, it's real easy.
The World is Square says, did you hear about this guy from Canada who started with a red paperclip and traded it on the internet? Eventually, he traded it up to get a house in rural Saskatchewan. You know what? I, unlike the Proclaimers, cannot say Saskatchewan without starting to stutter. In rural Saskatchewan, but still. Isn't that cool? I don't know. I wish that it had been a more interesting story than it was, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The short version of it is more entertaining, where it's just, hey, he got a paperclip and traded it up to get a house.
Oh,
okay, I swear to God, I thought I fixed that. Manny Mac says, the cookie baking thing from Beyond Time is a mistake in one of its missed messages. It says, enough comic book conventions that it hardly P-H-A-S-E-S-U should read F-A-Z-S rather than P-H-A-S-E-S.
F-A-Z-E-S-E.
Yeah, maybe you forgot to hit the OK button or something.
Yeah, so I just fixed that again, and now that it doesn't really matter.
People can still fight them.
Oh, yeah, for another week. That's true. Yeah. So. Oh, OMG, you spoiler it.
See, I think we told everybody, though. Yeah. That's why. The reason that I didn't collapse it down to just the present zone like you had written is because I was pretty sure we had told people that they would all be available. Hmm. And also, I didn't want to create, like, more of a glut of the of the present items than the future and the past. I wonder if any of that stuff is going to end up being worth anything with the extent to which people are farming them.
So does the time slay still work?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
We are going to let people keep the time slay, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that 12-page forum thread, like, shh, don't tell anyone, our time slays are still there. We're not going to take them away.
Yeah.
You can keep them.
It's going to quit working.
Yeah.
Because you can't find any garbage to throw into the Mr. Fusion. And no, it doesn't work when it's giant garbage. That giant garbage is too big to put in Mr. Fusion.
Right.
Walla Walla 23 says, is there a way to change the trophy mechanics so that once you complete the requirements for a trophy, it will stay in the trophy hut until you purchase it? This is mainly for Gord Core and Golden Meat Stack. No. I mean, you know, if you have Golden Meat Stack, you can sure as hell afford to buy that trophy.
Right.
You know, and Gord Core, I feel like you would have gotten enough meat from the, you know, Knobgoblin barbecue teams to buy it by the time you'd gotten all the firecrackers or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's just that would require just such a significant reworking of the way that the trophy availability works that it's just not going to happen.
I actually did the Gord Core trophy over the weekend because then found myself with a lot of time sitting at the computer. So just giving myself 400 adventures at a time. Did it all in one day.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah,
you really earned it.
You do get enough. I did earn it. I did every single click.
You didn't just mafia it.
No. But yeah, I did have plenty of meat by the time that was over. I think I ended up with 50K just by doing that.
See, Alan says, there should be a way to do /clannies for any clan that you're whitelisted in, so you can see who's in chat before switching over to that clan. For instance, /clannies and then name of clan.
Hmm.
A lot of names of clans would be very difficult to type. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be entirely averse to that, but at the same time, I don't know. It's not like it's information that you wouldn't be able to get from public sources, so it's not like a privacy concern or anything, but I just have a feeling that hardly anyone would use that because hardly anyone wants to type the name of most clans. I think it's just that the clan ID would work too. Max Vance says, when you drink hippie herbal tea, what happens to the guano coffee cup? Do you eat it and get full/sleepy because of that? Yes.
Absolutely.
Coffee cups are filling. You only need to eat a few.
The Gunrun says, if you could choose one celebrity to publicly endorse KOL, who would you choose?
Paris Hilton.
Yeah, I think we can all agree on that.
Or Will Wheaton.
I don't think Will Wheaton counts as a celebrity anymore. He's more of a personality.
Yeah, I actually do kind of wish that Will Wheaton would review Kingdom of Loathing in his games column.
Yeah.
That he does for The Onion. Just because, you know.
Yeah, yay. We could be in The Onion now.
That newspaper that was funny. I still check it every week, and occasionally there's a chuckle or two. Yeah.
I just can no longer read it. I go to the website, and I'm just like, God damn it. This used to just be something that you could look at the screen, and there were some words that your eyes were immediately drawn to.
What are you guys talking about? I got
The Onion.
It is. It's gotten better after the third or fourth revamp. Yeah, the front page of it is all headlines.
Yeah, okay. Well, this looks better than it used to, but, like, it basically, once they started only putting one news in brief on the front page, and you having to click past exactly as many ads as there were news in brief articles, I was just like, you know, I'm just not doing this anymore.
Well, I would always just read the headlines and then check out the AV Club.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hardly ever, like, I'd read the, you know, horoscopes or whatever. Although, I mostly only read the horoscopes out of kind of habit, you know, because they were really funny. You know what, maybe they weren't any funnier when I was in, my freshman year of college when I was actually reading the paper version. Maybe I was just stoned all the time.
Right.
I mean, I was just stoned all the time, but, you know, it was kind of the same jokes over and over again. And so, you know, after 5 years of reading them, they just weren't funny anymore. They stopped doing the horoscopes for a long time. They used to be written by Ruby Weiner EO, and then they became written by Lloyd Shumner, I think.
Right.
And this difference.
I missed the TV listings. Those had some pretty clever.
Was that a regular thing that they did?
Yeah, there was a while when it seemed like once a month or so they would do it. It's just the country music station. Well, I'll be dipped in pig shit. It's a show.
The Gunrun also says, when do you think KOL will be hacked again? Probably never. There's so much better security in place on the back end now than there ever was before, and we're so much better at writing code than we were before. And it's really only been hacked twice, and it was the same issue both times. If you were forced to travel back in time 1 year to destroy KOL, how would you do it? Well, I would probably go back in time a year approximately and then drop the database. That's what I would do. Night of the Roundhouse, what are recording straps made of?
Moonbeams. Snips and tails and puppy dog tails.
Moonbeams and promises.
The blood of the non-believers.
Pretty Queezer says, don't forget to break open those alcohol-soaked cherries when Hot Stuff is visiting. I'm really curious to see how they turned out, so I'll know if I should try to do it myself. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to... Now, Hot Stuff is coming tomorrow, but my wife left today, so it's going to be a while before the twain meets.
Oh, he's coming tomorrow?
Yeah, he's be here tomorrow night.
Nice.
I think.
Well, we'll just miss him then, because we're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a couple days, though.
Right. Getting ready to... Xenophobe's family has been here visiting.
Yeah.
It's been nice. I've been putting together boxes for the Feelies packs. We finally got all of the ingredients that were back ordered. They showed up just in time for Riff to leave town until the 29th. So, yeah. Although that's only, I guess that's just a couple days from now, huh?
It's Friday.
Yeah. So that won't be bad. Me and him and Hot Stuff will be able to pack those up in a night. I think one night of sitting and drinking beer and putting things in boxes.
Sweet.
Speaking of which, you gotta have your mom over again one of these nights. Ba-dum-bum.
See, I would have believed you if you hadn't said the end, drinking.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, my mom, I'm sure, would have promiscuous sex, but, dude, she doesn't drink. Anyway.
Snave says, change the gift-wrapping vampire from +1 adventure to an HP version of the wreath/pentagram. I don't know. I apparently have just continued to not... properly code the gift wrapping vampire. Somebody will have to tell me if it works tonight, because I really thought I fixed it, and I really thought I fixed it before rollover yesterday. So, maybe I didn't. Maybe I didn't fix that until last night after rollover. So, it's conceivable that it will go on. Anyway, if I didn't, what I'll do the first night that it's actually working and that I know it worked the previous night is I will make it a +3 or +4 for one night, and then so you guys can have all your turns that you should have gotten. I'm going to have to take a little early break and stretch my back out and go to the bathroom.
All right. Do you always have to stretch your back out when you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, that's where the pee comes out.
Interesting. All right, we'll be back in 10 minutes or so.
Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the skies at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind. And that's what needs to be changed.
5, 4, 3...
Thank you. some cookie and a burrito.
Song has a fade out at the end, it raises the volume as it fades until it just stops kind of suddenly.
Really?
Yeah, so instead of hearing a fade out, which would cue you into the song being over, it just kind of stops.
Huh.
I wonder if it's
that. It's got that kind of annoying default setting that just skips silence, so you never know when a track's going to end.
Yeah, it does that on some of them too. I think there's a decibel threshold that you set.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some where it'll skip every other second or so, so you'll see 30 seconds, and then suddenly it'll be 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of...
like it'll just skip quiet parts of songs.
Yeah.
Let's see, we got to that Enter the Wumpus question.
Yeah.
And Enter the Wumpus says, Happy Crimbo, have you ever gone skiing? I will be going skiing for the first time in my life soon, and I was hoping to pick up some tips on not dying. You know, stick to the bunny slopes to begin with, and I mean, I am the least coordinated person on earth, and I've been skiing several times, and, you know, it took a while to get the hang of it, and I would not say that I have the hang of it. You know, I can't, like, turn the way that you're supposed to or anything, but, you know, you can kind of snowplow turn and stopped by, even if you fall down, it's in the snow, you know. It's not. I say that, I was like 22 the last time I went skiing, so it might be a bigger deal now, I guess.
Pizza? French fries.
I've never hurt myself French skiing. Fries. And I've been going down a black diamond slope fairly quickly and fallen over and gone a couple hundred yards on my face. And it just doesn't hurt. It's just you bounce around a little bit and you get back up.
Hot Stuff did once break both of his arms on a single run down two separate events. He was snowboarding. He rode the lift up and was snowboarding down and fell down. He's like, ow, my arm hurts. You know, well, better make it to the bottom of the hill. He fell down again and broke his other arm. And then
snowboarding's a different animal.
It just seems
entirely too easy to injure yourself.
I couldn't do it. I tried snowboarding the first time we went to the thing, right? And I've only ever been to one kind of rinky-dink ski slope, the one up in Williams.
Yeah.
And you know, I kind of like it that way, actually. You know, it's just, you can get a shitty hot dog, and that's about it at the lodge thing.
I really like snowboarding, but I like it when there's snow.
I've never been to snowboarding. Like, it's basically, once I got old enough that I could, like, afford the time and the money to go skiing, it just hasn't snowed up there.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the ski park has just barely been open in Flagstaff in the last, like, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, it was open, like, 2 days last season and hasn't been open at all this season. Mm. The one time it was open was the winter in between me being in college and me being in Phoenix when I was in
L.A.
Yeah. And I actually drove over to ski with my dad that day.
Williams, I feel like, is a little higher up than Snowball, maybe, because they seem to be open a lot of the time when Snowball's not. But I tried snowboarding the first time, and I couldn't make it up the lift. I just was so frustrated. So I spent like 3 hours trying to get to the point where I could even try to actually snowboard. And nice. Who made that?
I'll drop that in radio. That's a picture from Marja Mariachi, which has looks like a handmade bugbear on a beach with a bunch of penguins. It's very cute.
There's something like 30% of the penguins in the world are dead.
Yeah.
A crazy thing I saw in Slashdot. Yeah, don't snowboard. If it's me, if you're like me, it will just piss you off a lot. If you're like Hot Stuff, you'll break both your arms.
Right.
So,
I would suggest if you're going skiing, rent skis and rent the ones that are, I don't know, they have a wider top and they kind of, I could describe it with my hands, but that really wouldn't help. They're kind of shaped like fish. They have a wide tail and a wide top, and then they kind of curve in throughout the body.
Huh.
And those, the turns and everything, seem to work by telekinesis. You just think about turning, and thinking makes you put a little bit more weight on one foot, and that just whips you around.
Huh.
Because they're apparently not as high performance as straight skis, but you can actually move on them.
That'd be nice. I would not mind going skiing again. I would not mind an asymmetric ski trip at some point, because, I mean, I'd probably hit a tree.
I was going to say Yumi and Zlai should go to Snowball, but the 2 years since I found out that Zlai skis too, there's just nothing.
So it hasn't been open at all this year?
No. Oh, it opened in November for a couple days.
I wonder if Williams has been open. I mean, it doesn't matter. I wonder if there's any skiing in London.
Are there any mountains in London?
I don't know. Are there any mountains in England? I don't know. Like, what's the highest point in England? I feel like it might be, like, the highest point, you know. Like, the highest point in the county I grew up in was, like, wow, really? Because this is just kind of the top of a gentle hill. There's not even, like, a single rock here.
Maybe once you get there, we should take 3 days and just go to the Alps.
Yeah, yeah. I hear that's a good thing to do if you sort of novice skier.
I'm sure that they have bunny slopes. I mean, they probably call them Boonie Sloopin'.
The Boonie Sloopin' of Kilimanjaro.
Istanbul has an idea that I wish that I had, which is the beast of forest should be a monster. You can fight on the feast of forest, and it should drop roast beast.
And a spoon.
A spoon?
Yeah, spoonerism.
Oh, I see.
Ah, right, yeah, okay.
The spooner, the dunerism sponge.
We never did do the dunerism sponge. I mean, I feel like that's because none of us ever really had more than zero ideas for the actual content.
Yeah.
The anagram dungeon. This seems like similarly kind of. Hey, we could do a zone that was all palindromes.
Hmm.
No one would ever go there.
Some of the stuff,
One of the funniest things I have ever seen is Riff's, like, the geese thing in the palindrome content that he wrote. That just made, like, every time I think of that, I just start chuckling, and that hardly ever happens to me. It's just consistently that funny. You guys are going to enjoy NS13. Chrysalim says, could you possibly make really useful but hard to get items like the high resistance ultra polymer plating to drop at least once per X adventures? I spent 70-ish turns trying to get a second one in Oxycore, and that's about the least fun thing about this game that there is. Yeah, I mean, if there was a handy way for us to, you know, read your mind about what it was that you were looking for, I mean, I don't know. Again, I genuinely believe that, like, fake randomness is more satisfying than real randomness, you know? And we do a lot in terms of, you know, you would have liked the game less and less the earlier you started, Chrysalim, because, you know, there was just more and more of that whole being at the mercy of the RNG thing. But, you know, on that, you know, yeah, I can see how that would be nice, you know, if we could kind of control the rate. But, I mean, I don't know how you would actually do that. You know, like, because I like, just guaranteeing it at some specific point. I mean, for certain things, you know, sure, we could just say, all right, well, you know, whenever you find one of these things, it gives you a flag, and so that the, you know, the next time you're here and your turn count is, you know, 50 past the last one you found, you'll find another one. You know, sure. Like, we could do something like that on a per-item basis, but, like, you know, for the stuff that's rare drops, like, you know, getting a lot of them is exciting, and not getting very many of them is frustrating, you know, and that's that. I feel like, you know, to a certain extent, those chances need to exist on something in order for it to be at all, you know, at all exciting to get some, you know.
Maybe there's a cumulative drop rate increase dependent on the number of adventures you spent in that.
Like on a per-item basis, though?
I don't know.
I mean, because that's, you know...
Maybe only some item drops are like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it just adds a bonus to your item drop based on the number of adventures you spend there.
Or maybe it adds a bonus to the drop rate only on low drop rate items. But, I mean, then that what we're doing there is just making more, you know, making low drop rate items more common.
Yeah, I mean, but it would be good for, like, quest items and stuff.
Well, that's true.
I mean, it could just store a daily flag with that's like drop monster ID underscore item ID. That is the total cumulative bonus you've had for that item.
Yeah, that's true. Although for quest items, I mean, we managed to force those pretty consistent. I mean, you know, because we can do things now, like, you know, if you've spent 20 turns in this zone this run, the next monster X you fight is going to drop the quest item. We can do that now, and I think that's, you know, that's just as effective as this. But, you know, for stuff that people are actually trying to farm, you know, no. I mean, that's one of the things about farming, you know. Sometimes you, whoa. Is that just lag?
Yeah.
Sometimes you, you know, you plant crops and what grows is,
crap.
Yeah. Turd bushes.
Well, that's if you plant the turd seeds, which is not really an effective way to grow.
No, I'm saying that it's farming for items in this game is like farming crops in the real world, where you plant stuff, but then you have no idea what's actually going to grow. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And you know, you are not, like, yeah, that's the thing, like, you know, if you're not concerned with stats or whatever. Although, if he spent all that time trying to get a second one, the drop rates are not that low.
No.
Like, every monster in the zone had, like, a 5% chance of dropping one of those things. And if you've got a good fairy and any kind of plus item drops equipment, you're going to get one every 15 turns on average.
Yeah.
You know?
I one thing, though. If you beat the quest and you've ascended, is your time slate just stuck in Hank's?
No, it's always been a free pull.
Yeah, the slay's a free pull from Hanks.
Okay,
and has been
even if you're in hardcore.
Yeah.
Okay.
When it's a free pull from Hanks, it's a free pull no matter what, and it's always reserved for things that have little to no gameplay effect.
Are you looking for the time slay?
Yeah,
it's in the bottom, the free pull stuff.
Oh, that's a good place. To
yeah, I actually didn't know that there was a separate drop down for free pull stuff either. I almost think that free pull stuff should also show up in the other drop-down?
I think it does.
Does it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Check something in that bottom list, like Brick. See if Brick show up in your top list.
No, they don't.
They do not. Yeah, they probably should, and not count against the total. So that way, because if that confused both me and Scully, that's probably...
And there was a...
I mean, it's just like, it's one screen for me, so I see take stuff out of storage for free on the bottom.
Yeah. I see it too.
Yeah.
There was a thread in the forums that was, okay, so I beat the quest and ascended, now how am I supposed to use my time slay?
Right.
Which I'm going to use my time slay right now.
You're going to see how many turns it takes you to get a high resistance ultra polymer plating, so you can be all like, what? I just did it in X turns, yeah.
I just
typed something into the chat and got one. What are you guys talking about?
Madeline says, here's a nice cop-out for next Crumbo. Just put in the Crumborg again. I mean, they're from the not-too-distant future, right? And a year from now isn't too distant. Will we get a note in our completed quests or other accomplishments that says something along the lines of you saved Crumbo 6?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a permaflag stored on everybody's account who completed the ritual. I just haven't done it yet. That was one of the things I intended to do yesterday, but just didn't do it.
I wondered if we ought to have a freeing Uncle Crumbo trophy, since there haven't been
since there weren't any trophies for
any other stuff. There should be just a trophy for not freeing him.
Yep. Yeah, we the initial plan was for there to be a different set of gifts. Like, you'd get the low-end gifts if you didn't free Uncle Crumbo, and the high-end gifts if you did, as opposed to getting one and getting, you know, one of the low ones and one of the high ones if you freed him. And then we kind of, that kind of got poo-pooed by everybody as time went by.
Yeah. Which, the point that they made, I thought, was valid, which was we'd be essentially punishing people who are collectors who finish the quest. And
yeah,
want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing better, by the way, than the toy mercenaries and the dual funk slinging skill. That's all my combat now. Just don't use them against the sorceress, because I lost two of them.
What does the mercenary do?
He does...
Oh, it's trades, like just trades meat for damage. Yeah. I didn't realize they didn't get used up, I guess.
No, they're like the...
Because the toy soldier doesn't get used up, right?
Right. So it's the same thing. It's just trading meat for damage instead of booze for damage.
Yeah. I think that seems like a lot of damage for a little meat. No, you still haven't gotten a... You know, I finally turned off the debug messages for me when I was trying to actually use some stuff in combat.
Oh, I can turn those off?
No. I just hard-coded it for me. We should make an account option on dev to suppress...
Yeah, I was just thinking about
suppress the green messages, yeah. Because I feel like a lot of people would want... to just be able to turn them on for a fight or two at a time.
Yeah.
Because when we fight stuff on dev, the screen is like five times as tall sometimes as it would be on other stuff.
In fact, I think I'll just do that right now. Talking about it.
I'm
sure everybody who isn't on dev will be thrilled.
Yeah, that this is what we're spending our time doing. The D-Virginizer says, assuming that in studio right now are 1 Jick, 2 Scully, 3 Zeno, rank the following breakfast foods in order of personal preference. Pancakes, waffles, French toast. I would never voluntarily eat any of the three of those, so it's very difficult for me to rank.
Really? You don't like them at all?
No.
Weird.
Yeah.
I think waffles are proof that God loves us and wants us to prosper.
I feel like waffles with gravy would be fine. It's like the waffle...
So, eat waffles with gravy.
I should eat waffles with gravy. I mean, the waffle itself, there's nothing wrong with it. Pancakes are, like, to me, like just eating cotton.
They never had good pancakes.
Do you put syrup on them?
Yeah, but it's...
Do you put gravy on them?
No.
Actually, in the South, gravy and fried chicken is common on waffles.
Yeah, fried chicken and waffles. Yeah, no, I know. Like, we... The wife took me to some place in L.A. that she was real fond of, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, and I had all kinds of soul food there.
Nice.
That was exciting.
It was kind of ridiculous. Waffles are pretty damn tasty. French toast is right on the same level, and pancakes are a distant third. Frequently, when we go out to Denny's or something, I think, I can finally have me some pancakes. And about two bites in, I realize that I didn't actually want any pancakes.
See, the only thing I ever order at Denny's is the two-egg breakfast, because it's the only thing on the breakfast menu that doesn't come with pancakes.
Mm.
It's everything that I need. out of breakfast. Like, it to me, breakfast is fried eggs, maybe hash browns. Fried eggs over, like, over medium, so the yolk is still running. Mm. Right. Rye toast to soak up the, to sop up the yolk and eat that with.
See.
Maybe hash browns, but, you know, maybe not sometimes. You know, if I'm, like, hungry and want some, like, you know, bulk food to give me energy for the day, then sure, some hash browns. And then, like, a pound of bacon.
Right.
Bacon is good.
I mean, usually I go for all the salty stuff, but then I like to have something sweet on the side, you know.
I mean, I wouldn't mind, like, you know, a tiny slice of cheesecake with strawberries with breakfast, you know. It just, pancakes aren't good. They're just a vehicle for the syrup, and syrup isn't good enough. To, you
see,
know.
If I have good pancakes, they almost require very little to no syrup.
Huh.
I mean, when you put chocolate chips in them, then
yeah. I mean, and plus, if they have a little bit of fruit in them, it helps too.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, waffles. I just don't understand why anyone could dislike waffles unless they're.
I mean,
like,
that's the thing. I don't just dislike waffles. I don't really like maple syrup for breakfast. You know, so it's like. And it's,
I really
so
still
how to butter then.
We've still got to get you some decent biscuits and gravy so that you understand how that's the perfect food that God gave us.
Yeah, you know, I honestly, like, my mom is so good at cooking everything else that I just, it's not possible that she just fucks up biscuits and gravy. I really think that I just don't. It's kind of the same problem. Like, okay, maybe what it is like bread and stuff, I don't like for it to be soggy. That's like the worst thing that can happen to anything bready. Uh-huh. I feel like pancakes are just sort of made of soggy. Biscuits and gravy, the same problem. I would like a biscuit, you know, and I pick up a biscuit and put some butter on it and eat it. You know, and it's not even the sweet thing, because, like, I'll eat biscuits with butter and honey on them, which I feel like is kind of equivalent to eating pancakes.
Right.
Except, you know, not just, like, drowned in it and all moistened, I guess. I don't know.
I just think I would eat a bowl of that gravy, and that's not socially acceptable.
It's all milky. So. I mean, like, I can see eating the sausage out of it, but just eat a sausage patty.
Tasty.
You know, like, I...
When you add the gravy and you add the biscuit, then you have an entire meal that's comprised of that, or composed of... Somebody was trying to school us in the typo thread about the difference between comprised and composed of, but I didn't really listen.
Wow, really?
I didn't pay any attention.
I mean, I don't, I just kind of think of it as you can't say comprised of. Mm-hmm. You can say that one thing like, you can say this book comprises the bulk of the world's knowledge of Camus, mm-hmm. but you can't say this book is comprised of paper.
Huh.
Yeah. But I don't. That's
that
just kind of
a mistake that I made.
That's just kind of a sense that I have of it. Strong Bad Fanny X says apparently the profanity blocker in familiar names does not work if the swear is in caps. But I used asshole, so I'm not sure. Asshole's not on the profanity filter.
No, you can say it on TV.
Huh, okay, wow. Buttons has an interesting question here. Immaculate Seasoning's description suggests that it chooses whichever temperature of sauce deals more damage. So why, with a 5-ball equipped, do I deal cold to non-elementals? That could probably be smarter. There did not exist equipment that added to specific colors of spell before. Wow, that's going to really suck to code that. Because, I mean, what it should do is, if it knows, and it does, that two elements are going to do the same amount of damage, and you have a bonus to one of those elements, it should use the one that you have a bonus to. That's going to require more than just adding that, though, because I think that's code that's cut and pasted across, like, 4 different spells. So, I'll have to...
We need to figure out a way to have... when you cut and paste, have it marked as cut and paste, and then you can...
When you change it in one place, you change it. I mean, you know, we kind of can do that by putting it in a function.
Mm. Code Zor says, the Snow Queen's freeze your part attack does not deal cold damage, as it suggests.
Yeah, we should probably make that deal cold damage.
Well, is it cold that gets you, or is it the trying to separate the parts after they've been frozen together?
Let's see.
Yeah, we'll look that up. In the Monster League.
Okay. MattG987 says, this weekend, during the 6 hours I spent in the car going to and from my grandma's house, I listened to some of the older archive shows. They were great, but brought up questions. What happened to the fishing idea? Monkey Island insult sword fighting references? Jick hating the word K-mail? Allowing clans to set karma values for individual items? And, of course, the ever-uncooperative Skype's E with audio D error messages? I don't remember. I guess I kind of I bent on the word K-mail. I was always against allowing clans to set karma values for individual items, in the same way that I'm against anything that sort of requires you to give a player a list of every item in the game. The fishing idea, I don't know. Like, Riff, I believe, is all in favor of putting fishing in the game as just this incredibly boring and time-consuming minigame, because, you know, that's just what fishing in video games is.
Right.
But it's hard to really do that. I mean, with, you know, some JavaScript trickery, but you'd be able to skip it if you really wanted to.
I think we should have a game where you're trying to fish for mines that have been set in days old, and then you can use them for combat items.
Yeah. How I fish for mines. Mm-hmm. And then the insult sword fighting thing, I don't know. I think just a reference to that somewhere. I played through, when I was sick, I played through Monkey Island again. Well, you're really not finding any polymer plating, are you?
Not at all.
Huh. Yeah, well, he feels your pain now. How many turns have you spent? No, you got one.
I got one in 16 turns.
Oh, really? That was only 16?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's totally not bad at all.
The combats are taking a while, and then I had to heal, and then there's lag. But, yeah, 16. Although he was saying the problem was getting the second one, so...
Well, let's see how long that takes.
It helps that I have all three of the familiar
The Divergenizer writes a lot of long stuff here. Okay. I was thinking about how stat days work and how for many types of Ascension, a player has to plan around the stat days, often banking turns to burn piles of turns on a certain day to reap the 1.5 bonus and generate the most stats from those adventures. What if instead of it being 1.5 on 2 days of the KOL month, it was some sort of gradual curve that peaked on those days? For example, with the miss day, it could be 1.3 on the miss day, 1.1 on the day before, and the day after. The 1.5 is still there, it's just not as beneficial to bank turns when you can still gain some bonuses the day before or after. Moxie Muscle could have two lead-in 1.1 days and two lead-out days. I'm not sure how this would work for balance issues, since there would then be 6 days a month with some boost to each stat instead of 2 days, but the boost would not be as powerful on each boost day. The overall bonus would remain the same. It might make choosing when to adventure a little tougher, and those who choose to play every day and enjoy the game instead of taking a day or two off and then bulk burning 400 to 500 turns on one main day. It might provide a little more benefit to the way their turns generate stats. Well, the problem with that is, if it's 1.3 on the missed day and then 1.1 on the day before and the day after, everybody is still going to bank their turns for the 1.3 day if that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, so anything, that's the thing. Like, we really, I personally kind of, I don't know, I can see it both ways. I can see we don't want to encourage people to bank their turns and play, you know, one day out of every 8 days, and that's how they play the game. But at the same time, some people like doing that because it kind of allows them to minimize their time commitment, you know, and it's like, I don't know. I feel like stat days should be less impactful, but if they exist at all, the same behavior is going to exist.
Yeah.
Renedge says, hey, Jick and Zeno, what is Scully, chopped liver?
Yes.
Happy Crimbo and all that jazz. Quick question. I was listening to the radio today, and I heard this montage of tracks from a Beatles Christmas album. One of the tracks has John or Ringo singing along, Harry Crimbo to you, Harry Crimbo to you. So my question is this where the term Crimbo came from, or was it just a nonsense word that you came up with? Del Muerto to you and yours, Jick/Zeno.
And,
what is Scully, chopped liver?
Yes. It wasn't a nonsense word, I guess.
Yeah, we didn't make it up.
Yeah.
People, somebody came into the chat and said the first year that the game was going on and said, hey, Jick, are we going to get Crimbo Pressies this year? And I'm like, what the fuck is a Crimbo Pressy? And they're like, Pressy, you know, Prezi, like, you know, slang for present. And apparently Crimbo was like British slang for Christmas.
Yeah, it was the Melton Mowbray kids.
Yeah.
One of them said, hey, Jick, are you expecting any cool Crimbo Pressies? And they're like, that's so bizarre that we have to use it. And
yep.
I looked it up later, though, and apparently it was an old English way to say Christmas, and it kind of evolved into a modern slang way to say it.
Huh.
So it... Oh, yeah, somebody... We watched the Christmas Carol that had Patrick Stewart in it yesterday, and somebody in there says Happy Crimbo. So
huh.
It was in use in the Dickensian times.
So the Tycho on the Penny Arcade post today was sort of saying Happy Christmas and asking if that was like pretty much the provenance of the British to say Happy Christmas instead of Merry
yeah.
Christmas.
And I think it is.
Yeah.
Which is weird because they're the ones who came up with the We Wish You a Merry Christmas song.
Yeah. And Merry does seem like a, Biospark says, so, you should be able to untinker an SOCK and paste the results onto a meat car and get a quantum Jeep. It can increase initiative, but have an intrinsic teleportitis that fired 10% of the time. And then you're all, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, some guy could appear next to you and, Ziggy says, Ziggy.
The Gunrun says, is it truly better to give than to receive? I personally would be pretty happy if you told me that I was just never going to get another Christmas present, and I would continue to get people Christmas presents, because I just, like, I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable when people give me stuff, I guess.
I just figured that you would say it would make you more comfortable if you didn't have to do either.
Well, I mean, I don't, like, the thing is, if... I mean, honestly, if I see something and I'm like, oh, you know, Scully would like that, or oh, Riff would like that, I'm just gonna get it for you. Let me feel like, you know, yesterday, I gotta say, I kind of got into the spirit. I was resistant. I was like, you know, my wife kept asking me to go to the mall with her because she needed to do a bunch of Christmas shopping for her the bunch of kids in her side of the family. And I was like, no, God, don't want to go to the fucking mall. You know, this sucks. I hate the traffic. I hate that, you know, every place is so crowded. But, like, yesterday I was like, all right, you know, let's go to the mall. And I just sort of had all this energy to go and be out where there were people. And, like, you know, it's like, oh, there's Christmas music playing. And, like, that's okay. You know, it's like...
See, if I want to go to the mall and there are a lot of people, I just take my iPod and a pair of headphones and just go to town.
Yeah. But that, is, you know,
that helps mitigate quite a bit of it.
Yeah, no, I can't. Yeah, you know, it's like I discovered something. Like, I'm totally pee shy. Like, I have a really hard time pissing if there's somebody else in the bathroom with me.
Right.
But if I'm listening to music on headphones, it just doesn't exist.
Hmm.
Like, it's not, it's weird. I feel like I could just pee on somebody in the bathroom without even noticing it, which may be why I get kicked out of IHOP every time I go in there with my headphones on.
Well,
why
are you kicked out of there? Because like
I go in there and like, I don't like anything about this place.
And then you pee on someone.
Stomp my feet, yelling about how much
like
everything sucks. Oh, boy.
That's funny. What you're saying about presents is exactly the way Jess feels. Just, like, doesn't like the, like, getting presents from people makes her uncomfortable, and she would rather just get presents for people when the mood strikes and not feel like there's a holiday where she's compelled to do it.
I mean, and that's
I enjoy buying presents and wrapping them and everything, and I'm getting to where it's just anything that I want that I can't buy for myself... I'm going to wait. You know, there isn't really that much that I want.
That's I think the biggest thing. Like, when you're a kid, you're excited about Christmas because, like, you would take every toy they made if it was offered to you, you know? And it's like, well, you can't lose. Somebody's getting me stuff, you know? Like, and it's going to be something that you want. But, like, now, yeah, you know, it's like I since I've been employed, I am the kind of person that, like... You know, I will buy books or video games or CDs that I want before I will buy food.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't know.
That's also with my parents. They ask what I should get for them or what they should get for me. And
are you using the internet?
Anything that I want is probably over $50 or I would have already bought it.
Right.
I don't feel comfortable asking them to give me a... You know, spend $50 on something. By the way, so two polymer platings in 30 turns.
All right.
With 40-pound gravy fairy.
Anything else on? Any other item farming equipment?
I don't know. I might have the rabbit's foot on. Yeah, and the rabbit's foot.
All right. Yeah, that's the other thing is I don't... Like, the idea of asking someone for a specific thing, to me, is just kind of obnoxious.
Huh.
If you're not a little kid. I mean, but yeah. The thing is, they give little kids a way around that by, like, hey, write a letter to Santa. Yeah. Santa's the one person who it's okay to say, look, you know, I would really like this, you know, red stomper track or whatever, you know,
Red
like
Rider BB gun.
Yeah, and that's okay. You're asking Santa, but then I feel like, you know, honestly, once you get to the point where you know there's no Santa Claus anymore, why not just ask? You know, like it's kind of not okay to ask for specific stuff.
See, I'm just used to that because since I was maybe 13 or so, or since my sister hit puberty, like my older sister, it was just kind of okay, we as your parents want to get you gifts that you're going to enjoy, and we don't like getting gift certificates, we like to get actual stuff that you can open, and we have no idea what to get you, so please give us a list of stuff that you would like to have, and they've done that every year for, you know, 20 years, so.
Yeah, see, that the other thing is, I honestly find the concept of the wedding registry to be one of the most offensive things that I'm even aware of. But I understand that not everybody feels that way. You know, yeah. I'm not going to like, oh, you're an asshole because you have a wedding registry. But it just kind of evokes the same thing. Like I don't know. You know, I guess with you know, I mean, somebody could talk to my wife and ask if there was anything that I wanted, and they'd get me something that I specifically want, and I feel like, okay, that's somehow okay.
Yeah,
you know, but it's
my
not.
My parents have been trying to do that with me and Jess, but we just say, I have no idea what she would like.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, we're not, you know, and also, you know, I don't mind gift certificates. I don't mind, like, you know, last year, my mom, you know, the main present she got me was a gift card to Target, and it's actually still not empty. Like, I don't go to Target all that often, but when I do, I sometimes remember. I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, thanks, Mom. Mm-hmm. You know, thanks for the condoms or shower curtain or whatever that you got me for Christmas, you know? Like,
The wedding registry, I think, is in a different category because you, like, with our wedding, we had 50 people that were coming in, and there's a...
People who are going to buy you a blender...
Yeah.
If they don't have some specific thing, and they're not going to listen when you say don't get us anything, I guess
it's just that there's a limited set of things that you buy someone for their wedding. It's a blender, a toaster, it's a set of plates and sheets.
But also, you know, that's when you buy a wedding. That's when you buy a wedding present for people who live with their parents and are
right.
moving in together to the first adult home that they've ever
that
owned.
Was
and so that.
That was kind of the reason that we actually did a gift registry instead of just refusing to do one, is that we knew people were going to get us all that stuff.
And it's just shit that you already have. I mean, I have every bit of microwave that I'm going to need for the next 10 years, but you know as well as anybody that that's just entirely not true. I think that I'm getting the living room floor redone. I think the next thing is kitchen cabinets. Mm. And once I get kitchen cabinets, I can actually get... The reason that I haven't replaced my shitty, you know, 10-year-old $50 microwave is because I want, like, over-the-range microwave that doesn't take up counter space, and I can't do it with the cabinets that I got. So, next home improvement is kitchen cabinets, and then I'll get the... God, I'm old.
Yeah, sooner or later you have to see our bathroom.
I do.
There's two of them now.
I good old Atomic Vector Plotter. That game kind of makes me want to punch the people who made it. I'm sure it was a lot of fun to write the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Infocom game, but god damn it. Like, that was just one that there was absolutely no way that you could ever get through it without reading spoilers. I would be genuinely surprised if there was anyone on Earth who actually figured out how to beat that game.
That's funny. There's a book that Boozer Bear has that has a section devoted to that game. So the book that Neil Gaiman wrote about the history of the Hitchhiker's Guide. And in it, Douglas
like
Adams...
Like the biography of Douglas Adams that he wrote or something else?
It's... I guess it's about him, but it's mostly like, this is what happened before Hitchhiker's Guide, and here's the whole story of Hitchhiker's Guide.
No, but I mean, what's it called? Because I have a Neil Gaiman book about Douglas Adams, but I don't know if it's the same one.
I forget.
I haven't actually read it. Okay.
But Douglas Adams said while making it, like, we tried to make it challenging, but not too challenging, and we thought, you know, all these fun little sadistic puzzles, but we didn't think it was that hard, and then the death threats started coming in.
I mean, I'm terrible at games like that, so I can't really judge, but that is a game that I would seriously probably not be able to beat on the first try with a walkthrough.
Hey.
LSK says, why doesn't trick-or-treating appear under Last Adventure? Well, because that question only comes up at times like this when we think, oh, we'll fix it by the next time trick-or-treating rolls around, and then we just don't do it. That's why.
Furtawone says, how about changing the boner egg on Mistek? He tries to chomp you with his great white fangs, but you dodge, to something about him trying to chomp your privates. Classical joke.
Classical Joel.
What is the joke about trying to chomp your private?
No, maybe there's just something called a Joel that we don't understand what it is, and this is a classical one of those. Yeah, you know.
But that joke has a great white reference in it, and that's good. Like, you feel half as shy as you would if he bit you again.
LOTE says, hey, are the people that just sent the items to their main and put them in their store going to get their multis disabled? Because I see some full outfits in the mall, you know, punishment for all the lag.
Some of those people probably bought the wrapping paper in the mall.
Yeah, that's true.
People who are abusing multis will get caught. That's just kind of the way it works.
Jump the Shark says, clicking on the orange and black Krimboween candy when trick-or-treating does nothing. Actually, it doesn't do anything when you click it in your inventory. Forget to push something out. Yeah, I think Scully took care of that.
Yeah,
wow, these questions are all from like this morning.
Yeah.
Wow, we're really just kind of fucking around and not answering a lot of questions is what we're doing.
I still wonder why it doesn't show up where the rest of the candy shows up though.
Oh, I don't know. Where is it supposed to go?
And mostly potions.
Oh, okay.
And should I just
go ahead and do that in the Spindler?
Yeah, the description for that candy still had a description ID of 0.
So. Yeah, I just forgot to do it last night. All right, and it is now in Mostly Potions.
Now, please feel free to post and say, where the hell did my orange and black candy right. go?
Yeah.
All these people who have been obsessing about it are going to be roundly disappointed when they actually eat it. Oh. Jesus.
Okay, Hogula says, out of curiosity, if you feel at liberty to disclose this information, if one is under Marmot and wearing a necklace, do the effects stack? Yes, they do. I had to recode the way that works so that they would stack, but yes, they do. Fifi Katana says, Merry Christmas, guys. Thanks for another wonderful year of a wonderful game. Thanks, Fifi Katana.
Thank you, Fifi Katana. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Waterboo says, did Zeno's system message actually mean anything, like a cooking recipe or a trophy or something? What was your system message?
I said, Happy Crimbo, everybody, and holiday hint. Remember to serve all your egg sauces on hubcaps, because there's no plate like Chrome for the hollandaise.
Yeah, that is there's a hidden trophy that's only available for the next four and a half hours.
There's a speculatory thread about that, which entertained me.
Oh, wow, really? That's crazy.
Is it? System message a hint. There's 40 posts in it.
God.
What did he mean?
Are there any? Now I guess there's the rims, which are kind of like hubcaps.
Yeah. People were trying to cook stuff with the sweet rims.
Yeah, I went and looked at the crafting failures, and I found a whole bunch of people trying.
Awesome. Quietus says, for managing mall prices, how difficult would it be to add an option to exclude buy limited items when showing the cheapest price?
Huh.
That would be kind of handy.
I could say just a second field, cheapest price for unlimited wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah, I would be fine with that. Yeah. Whenever I do that mall search revamp that you want me to
Although
do.
This is actually in the management section, not in the search. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That's completely different.
Minor Annoyance says, I come bearing kudos. I just finished 100% Hanakimbo Dreidel run, and it was a lot of fun. Familiars that actually have effects other than just making numbers go up faster are fun. Also, it wasn't nearly as slow as I thought it would be without stat bonuses, but that may have been because of Crimbo cuisine and equipment. It also fits my style better, since I like doing optional quests like the three maps, Citadel, Silver Shrimp Fork, so I'm fine with staying longer in non-optimal areas. Kudos on giving me a reason to play differently. That makes me happy, because that was entirely the goal of keeping track of that. And it's neat just to... Marshall is going through and doing 100% runs with every familiar, like, in familiar ID order. And, like, just having, like, somebody on dev going through and just sort of giving us a perspective, like, all right, this is what a hardcore run with just this familiar is like, is going to allow... I mean, we're probably going to be tweaking a lot of the familiars as we go along, just as, you know, stuff like that comes up.
Well, I'm sad to hear, though, that they don't... that familiars that actually have effects other than just making numbers go up are fun. Because the January item was going to be the optimal Ascension Familiar, which
right.
just has a lot of dedicated artificial intelligence to figuring out what you need to make your run faster and just giving it to you.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have a picture or any flavor text or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that's a good idea.
The OAF. The funny thing is I posted that in response to the person suggesting that we get rid of the carols for the carol. And now that's become a meme in the forums where people like, what's your favorite familiar? And they'll say, oh, the OAF, of course. What is that? How do I get it? Let's see. We go here.
LSK says, this is the first time in a few months I can listen to the JNS show. I'm sorry. And I have a question. Were you aware that the Tropical Crimbo items would be so expensive off the bat? No. I don't really care. Also, do you have any advice on getting a domain name? For clarification on the second of my previous questions, I have a webcomic, lskcomic.googlepages.com/home, and I'd like to get it off Google Pages ASAP. You know, GoDaddy is cheap.
Yeah, catalog.com is the one that I use, because they do... Or they might still do free hosting.
Wow, really?
Yeah. If you register your domain with them, you get free hosting.
Huh.
They used to do. I don't know if they still do it.
I still exclusively use network solutions because because I'm dumb, I guess. That's where all my old domains are, and I just like for all my domains to be in the same place. And I know they're more expensive, but they're, you know, they've also been doing it the longest.
And that other website that I hosted it for free on Catalog for a while. I guess it's webhero.com now. But, yeah, they'll still do free hosting if you register the domain, and it doesn't have ads on it, and that's kind of nice. It doesn't support a whole lot of through traffic, but if you're not us, then you probably won't hit that.
Let's see. Snakey Jakey says, will we ever get a Crimbo where we get all the items and don't have to spend in the mall to acquire it all?
Nope.
You know, probably not, because it's just kind of tradition at this point. You know, we do the thing where, you know, because it encourages people to trade. It's like, you know, for every person that's like, God damn it, I got to spend 5 million meat to get all of this, there's another person who's like, wow, I just started and I have 5 million meat.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't have their thing that they gave up, but, you know, they traded it for not having to worry about money for the entire lifetime of their character, you know? You know, or they traded it for, you know, for getting kind of an immediate head start and play in the market or whatever. Like, I understand why it's unsatisfying in a certain way that, you know, you get one part of a three-part set, but... Same time, you know, the items are just as exclusive one at a time as they are three at a time.
Yeah, you could still wear that item. That was totally a thing that I was going to say. Funny thing is, the outfit that we did last year is selling for super cheap.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, nobody liked it, because it's just kind of...
Which, I thought it was clever myself.
Well, yeah, it was like 200,000, yeah.
Yeah, 300... Okay. Yeah, because I was going to give away my Christmas Carol contest prize and a set from last year, and somebody was like, dude, just give us the antenna ball or the maracas or something, because one of those is worth all three of those from last year. And I don't really understand that. It was an outfit. It gives a tattoo. None of the items really...
I think it didn't even have enchantments when it rolled out, though, and then we just kind of threw something on there. Which, I don't know.
Plus five.
Yeah. I mean, this one was, you know, I just made it identical to enchantment-wise and set intrinsic-wise to the last, or to the first Crimbo, because, I mean, I feel like, you know.
So we changed those since, because the first Crimbo, we didn't even have enchantments on it. I thought it was just...
No, it did. It did.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. They were very minor. It was an initiative boost and a damage boost and... I don't even remember what the hat did. Oh, it's like slight spooky resistance. Yeah. And that's all the tropical one does now.
I still think that items that are rare like that don't need to be that good.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people don't agree with me on that. Like, every item added into the game has to be really interesting enchantment-wise. And
yeah. I mean, you know, we...
Without asking.
John Doe 224 says, are you going to crucify me on air? No, because you crucify yourself. Why do you crucify yourself? Every day you crucify yourself. Nothing you do is good enough for me. Nothing you do is good enough for you.
John Doe 244 is the guy who made the post that made me go postal today.
Oh.
Which, a whole lot more mellow-ish than I have gone postal before. You know, it was just kind of that made me sad. It made me feel like I don't want to put a bunch of effort into new content because it's not appreciated. And so he said, no, let me clarify. When I said that it was a disappointment, I meant it was great, but I was totally disappointed in it. I said, well, thank you. That clears that right the fuck up. I don't know. That dude and X, Smoot X, I really wanted to give a lump of coal for Christmas, and just every thread that those two post in just seems to go downhill.
Oh, let's see. Mongoose of Myth says, I demand more Hanakimbo content next year. Also, when are you going to get to work on the second familiar equipment? You know, the whole, like, that's a cool idea, right? But the thing is, it would be pretty difficult for us to come up with a second piece of equipment for every familiar that wasn't just obviously better or worse than a plus pounds.
Right.
One, because, you know,
well, all the ones that
most familiars are relatively one-dimensional, and the one thing that changes their effectiveness as a number is how much they weigh. So there's really nothing.
We could take all the familiars that their equipment is not a plus pounds. We could have a plus pounds equipment instead.
That's true.
But
I mean, you know,
limited subset, and then the ones that. What was I thinking of?
I mean, I think like the Mosquito. The Mosquito could have, you know, a piece of equipment that didn't raise the pounds of it, but caused you to get back 1.5 times the hit points that it took instead of it being 1-to-1. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, okay, we could do something with the Mosquito. The Potato could get another piece of equipment that also slightly de-leveled when it attacked or whatever. You know, like, I don't know. I mean, we could do stuff that I guess would be kind of interesting for a lot of them. You know, we could do equipment for, you know, the goat that also gave plus 5% item drops or something, too. I mean, that's something that we never really thought about, you know. Just, it could not add pounds to the goat, but just do something funny that gave you, because we can put any enchantment on familiar equipment. I mean, it is really just kind of an equipment slot. You know,
we just don't want to step on the maypole and the lips.
Well, no, but I mean, that's the maypole is something that adds 5 pounds of fairy to anything.
Right.
It's actually 10 pounds, mm-hmm. but you know, it doesn't add weight. I mean, I feel like there's some stuff that we could do, but it's like I would not expect to see. You know, I would say that maybe 5 of those could go in as a Tuesday update. Mm-hmm. You know, and that'd be something that we could, you know, put in as we thought of interesting things for them to do.
Not a bad idea.
You know, and you're right. The ones that you know, the targeting chip for the mini mech, you know, makes it more likely that you'll get better attacks. But we have, you know, haven't given it a plus pounds. What?
Yeah, I think the mech, the Bounder, the stab bat, plus 5 stab bat without the shock collar would be entertaining.
One thing that would really make PvPers happy is if we took some, you know, kind of random familiar that nobody's ever really going to use for serious play and give it a plus 10 pounds piece of equipment. Because right now, the Doppelshifter with its equipment, which gives it plus 10 pounds, makes you sort of unassailable at that one PvP minigame. And there's no reason that you shouldn't be, like, you know, we just take some, like, a balloon monkey. There's no reason that we couldn't give a balloon monkey a plus 10 pounds equipment,
right,
which would then be accessible to everyone, because that's the complaint, and it's a valid complaint in my mind, is that really only donators have this specific PvP advantage.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you know, that's the other thing. We could, you know, the ones that have something weird, we can give them plus 7 pounds equipment, you know, and there's some variety that we could do there. That's another thing that, you know, we can kind of, as people are sort of getting more perspective on what the other familiars are like, we can, you know, think about what we could do.
Yeah.
What's going on for you on the 28th?
Oh, just, I think I said the gifty portion of Christmas is going to be more on the 28th for me. I think people thought that meant that I'm getting presents on the 28th, like something specific, but that's when we're going to be in California with my parents.
And okay.
Like, we got some pretty cool little gifts from Jess's parents. We have some grilling tools and a theoretical grill.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool because, you know, it can do anything. Theoretically.
You got the perfect layout for it.
Yeah.
Too.
And then we got a little custom ornament that has two snowmen with our names on it, holding a string of mittens that have the cats' names on it.
Wow.
Which is awesome.
Mittens for kittens. Mm. Keep kittens warm.
You know, if kittens were mittens, Gracias. You'd have a lot of warm hands.
Every time you masturbate in the cold, God kills a kitten with mittens.
Yeah. The Pretentious Artist got me a copy of that How Things Work book that I should have had when I was a kid, but didn't.
Right.
That made me really happy. And I think either there was this clever joke where it was a gift to somebody from Uncle Keith, and he, you know, scratched those out and put Zach, you know, happy birthday instead of, you know, Merry Christmas instead of happy birthday, and then Roy instead of Uncle Keith. It was dated 1991, so I'm honestly curious as to where that came from, because if it was an artifact of somebody, it's in perfect condition, so if it was an artifact, like, if it's re-gifted, that's awesome, and it's not a reprint, because it's not something you bought recently, because it still says 1988 on the nameplate. That's the most recent date, or what do you call that? Not the nameplate.
Frontispiece?
The frontispiece, is that the first, that first page with all the Library of Congress information and stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna say yeah.
All right.
So it's awesome if it's a regift, but it's even cooler if he did that to make it look like it was.
Well, I don't know. I don't know which one of those things I think is cooler, actually. But yeah. Also, the wife got me the uncompleted Death Star Lego set, which is crazy, and the Jawa Sandcrawler, which I put together a few days ago. We decided to exchange our gift because we weren't sure when she was leaving on this trip to go to her family's in California for Christmas. So we exchanged our gifts like 3 days ago.
Huh.
So then when my mom came down, we opened all the gifts from the rest of the people in the house.
We just
wrapped all of our stuff.
We have yet to exchange gifts for any of the Christmases we've been together.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Jess. So, although this morning when we were by ourselves on Christmas Day and hanging out with the tree, and I kind of wish that I had something to give her.
Something, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I honestly, like, now it's not a big deal, because I feel like once I have kids, Christmas is just going to be a big deal again, you know? And that's what, it's like, a girl I dated a while back, her parents were all, like, they'd get all pissed at me because I wasn't, like, into holidays. And at one point, I just said, I'm like, look, you know, Christmas was a big deal when I was a kid, and it will be a big deal again when I have kids, but now it's really just kind of a pain in the ass for everything that I want to do with my time, you know? And it's like, you know, you can't tell me that I'm a bad person because I don't like traffic, you know? It's like, I just really don't want to go shopping right now.
If you didn't like it, yes, then sure, but not liking traffic
sure.
is okay.
I mean, the low spark of high-heeled boys, it's not for everybody. I really like that song, actually. That's the only traffic song that I know, and it's just a really good song.
Do I know any traffic songs? I don't think so.
Adrian Slipstake says, so if Crimbo fell on Oyster Egg Day, would it be something like Clambo? Yes.
No, Clambo is the bivalve with the little red sweatband tied around his head, going around shooting people.
Oh! You were going Rambo and not Tybo. Right. I wasn't sure which direction that was going to take. Necrophage says, another example of life imitating stick figure art. I got two symbol-playing monkeys as gifts, both like the one in Merlin Shop of Mystical Wonders. It's been a very creepy Christmas all around. Getting symbol-playing monkeys from two different people would be kind of creepy.
Yeah, jeez.
This getting one is kind of creepy. Those things aren't very, uncreepy.
Yeah. I don't know that I've ever actually seen one in real life.
I'm sure I have.
Purple Monkey Man says, I have a question. Well, we have some answers.
All these questions came within 1 second of each other.
Hmm. Bahu says, those high-resistance polymer platings are somewhat obviously making a bottleneck in what you can make during the season. Will there be something to use up all these spare parts afterwards? Either a new actual use or more platings to go around? Or should we just start auto-selling/hoping collectors don't have enough after the 31st? Really, the way the drop rates work, there should have been pretty much proportionally the items that you needed. Yes, the platings were less common, but you also only need one for every item, and you need, what, four other things or six other things to make it? Like, I don't know. Maybe there's something about the arithmetic that we got wrong when we were conceiving this, and that's, you know, that's something that I'm totally willing to admit is possible, because that kind of thing happens all the time.
Yeah.
But really,
I wasn't thinking too hard whenever I assigned drop rates to these things.
No, but I remember sitting and having the conversation about it where we decided, all right, you need one of these to every four of these, so this really should work out.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, maybe it's not.
Evan Van asks, what's the Jick and Skullhead Crembo Spectacular? When I did the first system message, I said the Jick and Skullhead Crembo Spectacular will begin in X minutes. And
I did the old timey Christmas story time hour or something.
But immediately after that, I said the Christmas Spectacular will be indistinguishable from a normal Jick and Skullhead show. But then I got three people asking me what made it so spectacular.
Yodo says, "What the hell are you doing talking to us invisible nut jobs on Christmas? Go get pissed or something." Oh, I plan to.
I'm getting pissed.
I've spent each of the last three Christmases at the Gar and Brill, and I'm gonna finish up this one there too. Mostly because I'm hungry. My wife is gone, and there's nothing to eat.
Did she leave?
What? Yeah. Well, she left for her family's in California,
so
she could catch two Christmases there.
Can we go to the Gar and Brill with you?
Sure.
If my wife wants to.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, wife, do you want to go to the Gar and Brill with Jack? Oh, I thought you were asking your vagina.
When she says ask the cat, it usually means she's checking her vagina for the answer.
She's wrapped in a blanket. I asked her the question. She rolls back the blanket to slightly below crotch level and looks down.
Leaf5up6 says, question one, how does Werebear have zero menudo in his store? That was from some mall bug that he got something weird from testing. Question two, what do you classify as being a noob? Am I a noob? I don't think that I would ever actually call anybody. When I talk about noobs or newbies, I just mean like, you know, people who start playing the game today and don't. I mean, I guess the way that I think of newbies is people who don't really understand what's going on. When I think about, you know, we shouldn't make this confusing for newbies, you know. We shouldn't make it so you have to have prior knowledge of the way 50 different other items work for you to understand this one, you know. So, I don't know, anybody who doesn't... I guess somebody who's been playing very, very casually for 6 months is still sort of occupies that category of player in my mind, but it's not a derogatory category when I say it either, so...
If I was going to call somebody a noob who had been playing more than a couple of weeks, it would mean someone who comes into a community and doesn't take any time to figure out how the community works before they start talking.
Mm.
So somebody who doesn't know what's appropriate to say in chat channels, and it doesn't really stop them from saying stuff.
Right.
I mean, the way that I used to interact in every online community in high school, you know, that's kind of newbie behavior. So, yeah. So, the 5-up-6, I don't know if that includes you. Kay Wynn says, unless it's some joke I don't get, shouldn't the new weapon be ukulele? That's what the instrument's name is, not ukulele. It could be a typo.
Oh, really?
You know, I thought that ukulele was the way that it was spelled. That's why I put it in that way.
Oh, okay. And when but
somebody,
it's not?
Well, when somebody asked, I went and checked on Wikipedia, and apparently it's still spelled that... It was spelled that way for a certain group of people. Like, in Hawaii, they spell it ukulele.
Okay.
In Britain, they started spelling it ukulele, and apparently it's still acceptable over there. That's the standard spelling there, and non-standard everywhere else. So, I decided not to change it, because if there's one thing the British know, it's how to spell stuff.
I wonder how it was in... I specifically remember some Sesame Street book that I had when I was very, very, very young that had a ukulele in it, and I wonder how it was spelled in that.
In the early 20th century, the instrument's name was often rendered as ukulele, a spelling still used in Great Britain.
Huh.
So I can change it if you want, but...
I wouldn't. I mean, I feel like if that few people have noticed it in the amount of time that it's been in there, then it's not...
Yeah, I didn't do it on purpose to say, I think I'll use...
Yeah, I'll use the British... Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't seem wrong to me either, so... Chalk says, when I open gift packages, I always want to send a thank you note. Can a reply button be added so that I don't have to keep track of who sent me what? That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Just a, I mean, just a flat text link that says reply to this person. That would be trivial to add. Let's scroll down.
I guess we're
pretty much done.
Yeah. Gula Gula says, Mary Crimbo, out of curiosity, how did Mr. Scarlet acquire the tropical Crimbo debts in Hardcore Oxy? Did he use his magical con spanking powers? No, I don't have any magical con spanking powers.
By the power of Spank Skull!
Otherwise, I wouldn't be very welcome in prison. when we were doing the trick-or-treating stuff last night, I wanted to check and make sure that it worked. So I gave myself the outfit. I frequently do that because it doesn't really hurt anybody if I have those items.
Now, Prussian Wyvern points out that also New Year's Eve is Feast of Boris. We're going to do anything special for that, or if Crimbo was enough for you. I don't know. We could. I would go drop party hats on Feast of Boris monsters, but I probably nothing actual content wise.
I think that we should do an ultimately disappointing giant set of zones.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You get on that.
Just four zones with one monster that's the same for all of them. That would be perfect. All
right.
There was a thing that I wanted to think. Oh, Poon says, so what would you do if someone offered you $30,000 to buy 3,000 Mr. A's? We would jump up and down happily for a little bit, and then we'd probably offer to do something else for them than put 3,000 Mr. A's in the economy.
I mean, you know, I don't know.
That's what we've done in the past.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I mean, nobody ever offered us that much money before. Right. But, you know, it's not like... The thing is, the economy is complex enough that, like, one person with 3,000 Mr. A's, it's not like they're just unstoppable. I mean, they'll probably end up being the wealthiest person around. Although, I don't know. Boozer Bear may well have more than 3,000 Mr. A's worth of wealth in the game.
I'm pretty sure he does.
I mean, I know there's been more, like, I'm pretty sure that he has just sent me 2,000 Mr. A's to just sink them over the course of the game, but yeah.
This game's too laggy. I'm not playing it anymore.
The Logman says, I was reading the description for the paperweight, and I thought it was clever. It's so true, and it made me laugh. Happy Crimbo, and thanks for the presents. Uh-huh. I don't think I've ever gotten a paperweight as a gift at all.
Well, yeah. The idea. I was trying to think of stuff that you would find in, like, the last store before you get to your gate at the airport.
Right.
Kind of thing. And we already had a snow globe.
I don't think I've ever used a paperweight for anything, either. My grandma had a paperweight.
That's why the description, though, just it always seems strange to me that you would be somewhere where you would be in danger of having your papers blow around, like to throw back to the days when...
I think if you were in an office and right next to a door that somebody could open and generate...
It seems like a throwback to the pre-cubicle days when building windows actually opened, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked anywhere that you could actually open the windows?
No.
I had one office with a window that opened and allowed people to break in and steal all of our computers, conveniently enough.
So
maybe they're onto something in this modern era.
All right, so what'd you say we get out of here?
Yeah, I say we do.
All right.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Merry Crimbo.
Happy Christmas to all and to all a good Weird Al Yankovic.
The sleigh bells are ringing and the carolers are singing while the air raid sirens blare. It's Christmas at round zero, the button has been pressed. The radio just let us know that this is not a test. Everywhere the atom bombs are dropping, it's the end of all humanity. No more time for last minute shopping. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at ground zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath the mushroom cloud.
some reindeer on your rooftop, or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at round zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. It's Christmas at round zero, just seconds left ago. I'll duck and cover with my Yuletide lover underneath the mistletoe. It's Christmas at round zero, now the missiles are on their way. What a crazy fluke, we're gonna get snooped on the jolly holiday. What a crazy fluke, we're gonna get snooped on the jolly.
Big reindeer, you'll go down in history.